90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Throughout most of the world, sharks are in trouble, big trouble. In some areas, with adequate management, shark populations have stabilized, but likely at levels far below what they were decades ago. But in the rest of the world, shark fishing continues to be a major threat to many species. Recent estimates suggest that about 100 million sharks are taken by fisheries every year. Because of their slow growth, sharks may take a decade or more to reach maturity, and low rate of reproduction. Many species have fewer than a dozen young a year. Luckily, many countries have begun to recognize that sharks can draw tourists. The associated economic benefits of shark tourism can outpace the income from fishing for sharks. There also has been a growing realization that if we don't slow down shark fisheries, they'll disappear. This has led some countries to adopt fishing quotas aimed at keeping sharks at sustainable population levels. Other countries have gone farther. Shark sanctuaries, where they are protected from being fished, have been declared throughout the waters of a number of countries around the world. This kind of precautionary approach is vital to protecting and restoring shark populations.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.